In politics, President Bush is campaigning in Ohio today with California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Senator Kerry is in Florida. And NPR senior correspondent and Friday news analyst for Day to Day, Juan Williams, is in Kansas City. Juan, welcome back to the program.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Let's begin here. Our partners at Slate have been running a daily election scorecard based on polling where the electoral votes would go if the election were held at the moment. It's gone to President Bush for most of this week. Yesterday, it swung to Senator Kerry, but the political writer Will Salatin notes that it could easily swing back. And I just wonder what you think matters politically this weekend.
Well, I think the explosive story, that story has been, well, it's been explosive, if you don't mind me saying so, all week. First, Senator Kerry making the case that this is a matter of war management and that the Bush team really neglected warnings, neglected to understand what they were going to have to do after they occupied Iraq, and then President Bush ignoring it for a while and then saying that he thought, in fact, that this material may have disappeared before the invasion of Iraq. Now there appears to be videotape indicating that, several days after the fall of Saddam Hussein, that the material was there and American troops were aware of its presence before it was suddenly missing.
Juan, we've heard those claims and counterclaims. It does look as though this videotape pretty clearly establishes the weapons were there. But given the chaos of war and everything that can happen there, I wonder why the White House seems to feel this may be politically damaging. I mean, why not say, look, that's just what happens in war?
Well, I think two things are going on here, Alex. One is that going into the weekend, Time magazine had a poll that showed Bush regaining the lead in this presidential contest. Now, that poll, of course, was done at the end of last week, but it came out over the weekend. Since then, though, what we've seen is, in terms of the polls, things evening out a little bit, and so maybe not so much a Kerry surge, but Kerry coming back, and it's back and forth. And it's just like that Electoral College map that you were talking about, more and more people thinking this is going to become a contest that's decided. It's interesting, not so much anymore in the Midwest or even Florida. The assumption, conventional wisdom among political pros at the moment in Washington is that President Bush will win Florida and that Senator Kerry will take Pennsylvania and Ohio. So then, as you try to put together the electoral map, people are looking at states that previously weren't getting all that much attention, but you can tell by the candidates' travels of late are now the subject of intense attention, and those are Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, even a state like New Hampshire. Suddenly people are thinking, exactly how do you put the numbers together to get to that 270?
Let me ask you another domestic political question. This is the health of Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist. It's announced this week that he's being treated for thyroid cancer. It raises the issue of the court again in the minds of people, brings it squarely into focus just on the eve of this political campaign, although it's now the end of the week and people aren't even writing about that anymore.
No, and I think this is what happened last time around when it was Gore versus Bush, not Kerry versus Bush, and people talked about the possibility of many seats becoming open on the court because of the age of the justices, and it's even more true now, and given the fact that Chief Justice Rehnquist had to have a tracheotomy and has cancer, you would think it would become a larger issue, but for some reason it doesn't. It's like a low-grade fever, but it never quite sends anybody to the hospital. Everybody talks about it, but it never becomes the compelling issue on the campaign trail. Neither of the candidates addressing it in much detail. There was a New York Times piece recently, a New York Times Magazine piece, that suggested that President Bush in a private meeting had said he was sure that he's going to have one Supreme Court appointment immediately after the election. Maybe he knew about Chief Justice Rehnquist at that time. Maybe he knows that Chief Justice Rehnquist intends to step down, but Chief Justice Rehnquist hasn't made any such announcement, and we don't know exactly what the consequence will be. Obviously, there are going to be tremendous battles, already battles over lower court appointments, and that you can anticipate coming again.
Another health question, I guess, Juan. Yasser Arafat, the Palestinian leader, is now in Paris being treated for some kind of ailment. It's still not clear quite what, but I wonder what this might do in the Middle East and if that might be a factor in the vote on Tuesday.
Well, the question is, would it be a factor with the Jewish vote in this country, Alex? people who are concerned either about the fact that President Bush has decided that he doesn't want to have a direct hand, he does not put pressure on either side, Palestinian or Israeli, to come to the negotiating table in his term, in his first term. On the other hand, Senator Kerry has to reassure the Jewish community in this country that he is going to be a strong and stalwart supporter of Israel. So both of them see it as a very tricky issue at the moment and don't want to play around with it, and that's why you haven't heard them say much about it on the campaign trail.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams in the Midwest. Juan, thanks for being with us again.
Good to be with you, Alex.